8 degrees below zero. Jason Cairns, one more time early in the morning. I don't know. It was hard for me getting up this morning. How about you? To get to be the end of the week and a little tougher.
Yeah. You know, I think it was a little chilly in the house this morning. The cold has been pressing in. And,
yeah.
It sure would be nice to just lay there for a while. And yeah. Here we are on here the radio again.
Here we are. Wholeness and wholeheartedness. So yesterday you used that deflated basketball metaphor and you bought into that in terms of if you're half-hearted, you know, you can't dribble or pass or shoot a deflated basketball very well, but it's a lot better if it's full, if we're full of the spirit and if we're full, if we're wholehearted rather than half-hearted. And you're big on this, so wholeness, integration, reconciliation, like those three things more than anybody I know. But I want you, before we address that question about transitioning to becoming more wholehearted, what about those who say, hey, I'm in Christ, and so I'm a new creation, and therefore I am whole. God sees me whole. Is that true? Or?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And one of the things that I would say about that is I think part of what happens is we forget who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that, you know, if we look back to the story of the Garden of Eden, right, I mean, God created us as we should be. And along the way, we have forgotten who we are, that we are God's image bearers, that God created us as whole creatures. And in Christ, I agree with that, that we are made whole. The problem I think we run into is that we have forgotten that. And we forget that routinely, I think. And we begin to dwell in places of shame. We begin to doubt God's love for us. And, you know, so I think that I think that idea is exactly right.
So what is this problem beyond who I am? And Jace, thanks. It's Jason Gray month. And I've got a song that we closed the service with on Sunday. Remind Me Who I Am from Jason coming up here. But what else can we do? What else have you done as you, I think, would acknowledge? You feel like you've gone from more broken, I guess, to more whole. How can we join with God in accomplishing that?
Yeah, you know, I think that the basketball analogy, I think, is a good one. You know, the remembering that the Spirit dwells within us. And I think that's a key thing. The other thing is, I think it's good for Christians to honestly grapple with not only this idea that Christ is in us, but also those areas that are not yet reconciled within us, the darker areas. You know, I think one of the, what some people might call shadow work, and I think that it can be important to recognize those areas that are not yet brought into that wholeness. I think Paul writes a lot about that in Romans 7. When he's talking about old self, new self. And so I think that's important. I think Christians are sometimes afraid to do any sort of inward looking because we come to believe that it's not about us at all. But, you know, we're called not only to love God and love others, but love ourselves. And I think loving ourselves doesn't mean that we ignore others, but that we try to get an honest look to see ourselves in the way that God sees us.
Hmm.
You know, I think the other things that we begin to do is understand how do we show up in relationships. One of the things I wrote down yesterday was Jesus was consistent across conditions, right? I mean, he wasn't somebody different depending on who he was with. And there's a phrase, let your yes be yes and your mm-hmm. no be no. And I think that that can be a simple first step, is really just showing up and speaking truth. I think that's a good and holy thing. And to recognize, are there circumstances or situations that seem to grate against who God says we are? Mm-hmm. And what are we going to do about that?
So the bottom line is, I mean, the integration, these broken pieces, it's an inner work. It's something between you and God, but certainly participated in with others. And it's something that happens internally, but expressed on the outside. So there we go.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that's a spot on.
Yeah. All right. We're asking people. I just posted this. The love line is open here, kicking off Valentine's Day weekend at 715-396-1670. So give you a chance to wish your wonderful wife a happy Valentine's Day here. Jason?
Hey, I can say happy Valentine's Day to Heather. She's sleeping still.
Yep.
But I'm glad you mentioned that because I forgot that it was Valentine's Day weekend.
All right. Well, glad to remind you, and you're reminding us to remember who we are and remember Valentine's Day. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you. Have a good coffee time this morning. Well, Valentine's coming on Sunday, so we've got the love line open this morning at 715-396-1670. Nathan took us up on it this morning. Also, Vicky yesterday saying, yeah, I'll request a song, God Gave Me You from Dave Barnes. We had that early this morning for her husband, Mark. But others not seeing the wonderful opportunity of the freebie there.
Maybe they're just frozen right now.
Maybe. It's possible.
Frozen hearts, too.
Yeah. What's the next time we get above zero? Like Monday, maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah. So my wife suffered a tough loss. A dear friend, Gloria, she died on Thursday, and I had just gotten back from the store, and there had been something, like she was texting me, could you get such and such, sort of a comfort item, and I was like at the back step, so I did not rush out at that particular point Thursday. But yesterday, between this job and the One Source Imaging job, I show up with said item behind my back, and she's at her workstation, her desk, and so I break into, pre-Valentine's, roses are red, and she's looking at me like, what? Who are you?
Maybe she was thinking it was our redneck love poem.
Yes, and even there, I'm still, my singing ability not lauded. You're so brave every week with your pet peeve songs. And so roses are red, violets are blue. You didn't ask for flowers, but these jalapeno poppers are for you.
Oh, right on.
Yes, and so that was the comfort item she'd been
spicy
interested
in the Halverson household.
Yes, so a little bit of, I felt like that item, not that expensive, but there's a positive step toward the right direction for Valentine's.
There you go. And you get started early, uh-huh, too. So that helps you remember as well. It's that time of week again. We know just how fast the days fly by. And we know you do not have time to keep up with all the news and sports, politics, pop culture. So we help you out by bringing it to you in condensed form. We call it headlines. Here we go, Halvo.
The Super Bowl is over.
I know some of you were claiming your Christmas lights were Super Bowl decorations, but now that football's done, they gotta come down. They gotta.
Can you say they're for Valentine's or St. Paddy's Day?
Depends on the color. Well, yes, another Super Bowl has come to an end. The pregame show for Super Bowl 56 begins on NBC this afternoon. Albo.
It is lengthy. It is lengthy. Hey, the big game is over, and Tampa Bay added the 2021 Super Bowl to their list of accomplishments.
And all those snacks helped me add 10 pounds to my list.
Isn't that the case?
The ratings for the Super Bowl were announced earlier this week.
However, grades were handed out immediately afterward, and once again, Tom Brady's hair received an A.
How does he get it to stay in place like that?
Hey, in other celebrity news, Angelina Jolie is selling a painting by Winston Churchill given to her by Brad Pitt.
Guaranteed, those are three names you will never see together in any history book. Police in Japan say crimes committed by elderly people in that country have risen sharply.
Not surprisingly, the most popular show in Tokyo is Law & Order Special Walkers Unit.
Sounds like something I'd watch.
And a story we had this week, Gorilla Glue Girl had successful surgery to remove the glue.
She will launch her 2024 presidential campaign later this year.
Why
not? Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. On this Love Day, our last show before Valentine's Day, we have some tunes for our wives. So a special tune coming up from my wife, Lindsay, a song that I actually introduced her to, but she reminded me that I introduced her to it. But first, for Peggy this morning, this one from Jeff Moore in the Distance, Alvo.
Yeah, and if I could just say, you know, over the years, you just never know where the great adventure takes you. And Peggy lost this friend, Gloria, a dear friend in Liberia on Thursday, and she had commented about this being one of those stupid deaths, that if Gloria had been in a country that wasn't a lower-tier third-world country, that she would have survived this. But I had sent a great picture of her and Gloria, and I said, oh, Peggy Halverson, I love this picture. In it, you are so happy to be with the dear friend you love, and you will be with her again forever. Thank you for loving those on the other side of the world like Gloria with such a deep, wholehearted, ferocious love that speaks so loudly to all the rest of us. We grieve with you now and in the days ahead.
Jeff Moore in the Distance, from Halvo to Peggy. If you could see what I see. WWIB, we are family. Good morning. Speaking of geography, we have some geography factoids today. If you are on a Valentine's Day date with your sweetheart and there's an intense, really intense lull in the conversation, you could bring these things up.
I've got something, too, from at the end of this, something that'll blow your mind from the sports world that has to do with eating and a streak. So, all right, let's start this off. Geography facts that'll blow your mind. Australia is wider than the moon.
No kidding.
Who knew?
Really? Huh. You do now. The majority of Canadians actually live south of Seattle, Washington.
Wow.
Apparently, northern Canada, not real temperate.
Huh. Who knew? Canada, let's stay there, has more lakes than the rest of the entire world combined.
Eat your heart out, Minnesota.
Yeah.
We have more than you anyway. Geography facts that will blow your mind. A major FedEx hub is in Anchorage, Alaska, because the city is located within a 9.5-hour flight to almost 90% of the industrialized world. Anchorage, looking at you.
It seems out of the way there, but not just to the country, but to the whole world. Interesting.
I always learned, though, that, again, when playing Risk, if you want to attack Kamchatka, you go up there in the Alaska region. So I learned some geography from
Risk.
There you go. There was
value in
it.
Here's what I've learned. Playing my wife or daughter, Evelyn, in Risk means that you're going to lose. So here's another one. Maryland has no natural lakes.
Maine is the closest point in the U.S. to Africa. Makes sense.
Okay. Canada, again, I just can't leave it alone, has the longest coastline in the world.
And one more geography fact to blow your mind today. Maine borders exactly one state, while Tennessee and Missouri each border eight states.
All right, so totally leaving geography. That's interesting, actually, those facts. But this is something I saw this week, and I've been looking for a chance to use it. So
okay.
This will blow your mind. Christian Yelich and JT Realmuto, who apparently is with the Brewers now, too, they were in the minor leagues together, and they reportedly ate Chipotle how many days in a row?
18.
Okay. Many, many more than that.
300?
Okay, more than 100, more than 120. How about 142 days in a row they ate
of Chipotle?
Yes.
Wow, hopefully that was before that big outbreak.
I know. But how about Chipotle had kind of a creative ad trying to redeem their reputation, I think, during the Super Bowl on
it
Sunday.
Is really good. They had like a whole 30 bowl that my wife and I tried. Spendy, but tasty.
Uh-huh.
Well, Havel's back in studio now, and this is your labor of love each and every week, the best of the week.
Yeah, we had a fun week, so let's hear it.
Ah, February, the month of love. Valentine's Day coming up when men everywhere take out their pens, pencils, or keyboards and wax poetic, writing sweet sonnets to whisper those sweet nothings into the ear of their lovely wife. This poem is not like that at all. But we bring it to you on the WIB Wake Up Show. It's just a little bit different.
Redneck love poems.
Here we go.
Your hair is like corn silk a-flapping in the breeze. Softer than my dogs and without all them fleas.
You with the cold feet and ice cubes for arms, always leeching heat. While we are sleeping in a room full of blankets, you're always hugging them all. Your strength is amazing, though you are so small.
5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra.
You move like the bass, which excite me in May. You ain't got no scales, but I love you anyway.
Tom Brady has this amazing, like, magic spell where when he plays people, they just sort of turn into a pumpkin. And I don't...
Let's share this afghan. I'd be so happy, can remember when I wasn't freezing. This room makes you chilly, and you've taken all I can share, 'cause you roll up in quilts, and that's just unfair.
And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants.
Tessica Brown is her name. She hired an attorney. She's weighing litigation against Gorilla Glue because while the product's label does warn against using it on one's eyes, skin, or clothing, it doesn't say don't use this in your hair.
The Gorilla Glue lawyers are like, we thought we had it all covered.
You're as cute as a June bug, a buzzing overhead. You ain't mean like those fire ants I found in my bed.
And I know you steal covers. Yes, you do. You always steal my covers. But baby, I love you.
He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line.
What were you doing?
So I was on my inversion table hanging upside down like a bat.
Like Spider-Man.
And I use this inversion table as recommended to me by my chiropractor because of my ongoing back issues to try to keep from having a spinal fusion at some point in my young life. And so, yeah, so I'm just... And I was like, it doesn't bother me, but I was like, is he wondering why we're video chatting and my face is like on the wrong side up on the screen?
Cut from the best cloth like a plaid flannel shirt. You spark up my life more than a fresh load of dirt.
And I greeted you and what did I say?
You said, good morning, Drew. Another year, the Lions not in the Super Bowl. And you go, you know, that's kind of cruel. I go, no, I love it. I love the pain. You know, I bask in it. I bathe in the pain of being a Lions fan. And I said, why are you even saying that to me, Mark? You know, that's like saying to your cousin who's 5'4", another year not in the NBA. It's like, yeah, of course. You know, what are we talking about here, you know?
So you just stay warm, but if I may be bold, you stole my covers, and I'm so cold.
I got you a gift without taste nor odor. More useful than diamonds. It's a new trolling motor.
I love you.
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but... I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
This is just odd.
I don't know that. It's weird. It is weird.
Yeah. For what it's worth, which was probably not much, a snack personality test here in the Wake Up Show. Once again, well done, Havel, with the best of the week.
We had a good week.
That was one of my favorites in recent memory. You showed just the range of this show. If you're missing any of it, you can catch the podcast at WWIB.com, or please join us live. Join us live throughout
the morning. 5:30 to 9 weekdays right here, the 3-hour, 3.5-hour extravaganza.